It's time now to see what headlines are firing up our bloggers. With us, we've got citizen journalist and public policy consultant Faye Anderson. She blogs at Anderson at Large. Former Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Kevin Ross. He blogs at Three Brothers and a Sister and hosts the Kevin Ross Show on Blog Talk Radio. And Sean Williams, who publishes the blog Dallas South. Hi, guys.
Hi. Greetings.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just want to give you a little taste of the Blagojevich case. We've been talking about it throughout the show, but here is the governor at a press conference on Monday before his arrest.
I don't believe there's any cloud that hangs over me.
Governor, well, getting back governor, to that, can we?
I think there's nothing but sunshine hanging over me. And by the way, I should say, if anybody wants to tape my conversations, go right ahead. Feel free to do it. I appreciate anybody who wants to tape me openly and notoriously, and those who feel like they want to sneakily and wear taping devices, I would remind them that it kind of smells like Nixon and Watergate.
All right, Kevin. it was the I dare you comment. What do you think of his approach to this criminal case?
You know, it reminds me actually of Gary Hart when he was running for president and he was saying to folks, you know, I'm not doing anything and catch me if you can. And I mean, literally, what was it, the next day? I know anybody who has Blagojevich on their Facebook page is immediately deleting any references, any links. I mean, this is horrible. And when you couple that with the 4th District race with Dollar Bill Jefferson, and you see just what's going on in these circles, I'm starting to wonder as a Republican if Democrats aren't showing some signs of imploding.
That sounds potentially like a stretch, considering that in Alaska you had a little Republican implosion. But what do you think? Is this an issue where the Democrat, and I'll throw this to you, Sean, the Democratic Party needs to step up its game because it's heading for the corruption iceberg? How's that for a bunch of mixed metaphors?
Look at it.
No doubt that the Democratic Party is going to have to make a move, and I think that they've done that. I think they've addressed it in the past. I do believe that we've seen some of the Republicans, when they have their counterparts getting in these types of ethical binds, they've kind of weighed how it will shift their balance of power. I see the Democrats, knowing that times have changed, making sure that they have no appearance of impropriety as a party and going and addressing this. And hence you've seen President-elect Obama come out strongly condemning this, as well as the leadership of the House.
Now, Sean, can I just say, you know, I love you, but Charlie Rangel right now. Hello, my brother.
And I believe Kevin.
I don't see any
Kevin, they are looking into it. He has apologized for what has happened with his taxes, and you know he's made the mistake, and they're looking at what to do with it. So come on, Kevin.
All right, Faye, I'm going to steer us to a little bit more of this situation. Federal law enforcement sources told ABC News that Chicago Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. is the so far unnamed Senate candidate number 5. We want to be very careful with how we structure this because it is just very much a balloon that's being floated at this point. But here's how Congressman Jackson responded this morning.
I can tell you what I have been informed of, that I am not a target of this investigation, that the U.S. attorney has asked me to come in and share with them my insights and thoughts about the selection process. I plan to do that, of course, after having consulted with counsel. I shared with the U.S. attorney that I would like to do that as quickly as possible, as soon as possible, at their earliest convenience.
And so, Faye, he basically just said, look, I'm not a target. I haven't been included in this investigation. I have been contacted by investigators. Is it unfair to have Congressman Jackson in the media crosshairs at this point, or is it all fair game?
No, I think it's all fair game. And Congressman Jackson said the 5 words no elected official should say, not a target of this investigation. Mm-hmm. I think what it does in the short term, it removes him from consideration for the Senate seat. Reading the affidavit, it was kind of funny when Governor Blago, I'm not even going to try to pronounce
Blagojevich.
His name.
Blagojevich, yeah.
Blago, when, when he talked about candidate number 5, that, you know, he's had problems with him in the past in terms of reneging on a commitment. But, you know,
can't hear her.
You know what? We'll be going to a break shortly, and we'll be able to tweak anything that needs tweaking. So go ahead, Faye. Just finish your thought.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, pick up on what Kevin said earlier about Gary Hart. When I read saw the video, I immediately thought of Gary Hart. And also Richard Nixon, who told David Frost,
right.
And I quote, "Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal." Clearly, the governor has learned nothing from history.
All right. That's a great place to leave it before the break. We have to go to a break, guys, but we're going to be back with our bloggers roundtable, including having our bloggers tell us what the impact is of the economy on their work and their audiences. I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We are back with our bloggers roundtable. We're talking to citizen journalist and public policy consultant Faye Anderson. She blogs at Anderson at Large. Former Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Kevin Ross. He blogs at Three Brothers and a Sister and hosts The Kevin Ross Show on Blog Talk Radio. Plus Sean Williams, who publishes the blog Dallas South. So let's jump right back into the topics. You guys are part of the media for many years.
Really? Have we arrived?
For many years. Well, see,
You really like us.
That's the question. The question is, did you arrive just in time to turn around and head home? What we're going to talk about is media economics because, television stations, newspapers, everyone is having difficulties. Kevin, the National Association of Black Journalists is calling on the industry to keep diversity in the forefront as there's these cost-cutting measures at places like Gannett, the Tribune, everywhere. Some blogs, one of our sister blogs, Stereohyped, have shut down. So I'm going to back into the media topic and ask you first about blogs. What do you feel is the future for black blogs? Is there a future in this climate?
I totally believe that we are at the precipice of something great. They say that necessity is the mother of invention. I would submit to you that necessity in this case is the mother of reinvention, because you have traditional media, particularly black media, that has had a very limited and somewhat dim view of bloggers. It's like, well, you all aren't really quote-unquote journalists. Meanwhile, people like Sean Williams, who has his Dallas South blog, is not only blogging, but now Sean has a blog talk radio show. And Faye and I have been corresponding back and forth. And Faye is like, you know what? I want to add a different component to my blogging. What you're seeing is we are becoming the next generation of media folks who are seeing this from a 360 view. It's about blogs. It's about internet radio. It's about digital content. You know, Sean and I met in Atlanta for the Bloggers Conference, and that conference was unable. Blogging While Brown Conference. It was in Atlanta this year. Next year, it's going to be in Chicago. We couldn't get traditional media sponsors, so we took it upon ourselves. Sean and I said, you know what? Let's link. Let's connect with each other. So when I'm in Miami this past weekend, and I'm hearing Ricky Smiley talking about the Cotton case, the Shaquana Cotton, I think that's the name, mm-hmm. Sean.
That's right.
And he was saying how he took it upon himself to help free her because he was reading on a blog. I'm listening to that going, no, he was reading Sean's blog, Dallas South blog. Mm-hmm. And I know that he was instrumental in galvanizing other people. And that's the direction that I see media, irrespective of race, they're going to have to look to us to create some synergy.
Since, you know, your blog came up, Sean, do you consider yourself someone who is a reporter, a analyst, an advocate?
All of the above, right? Faye, I consider myself a citizen journalist. But, you know, I think a lot of us as bloggers, especially starting a couple years ago when we didn't know where it was going to go, you know, we're idealists. And, you know, we want to do the good thing and the right thing, and we want to be advocates. But we've learned that, you know, there's a cost to doing business that way. And to bring up the Blogging While Brown Conference again, you know, it was kind of like pulling teeth at some point to try to get people to talk about how do we monetize our blogs, how do we finance our blogs so that we can do this, some of us who want to do it on a more permanent basis. And it was really hard to get people to have that discussion. But, you know, if we don't want more blogs to start shutting down, if we want to supplement what's going on in traditional media, we're going to have to find a way to finance these endeavors.
Preach.
Faye, what's that mechanism? Because consumers don't want to pay for media, which is affecting big media and small media. Advertisers are hurting because they're corporations that have customers that don't want to buy a lot of things right now. So where's the money going to come from?
Well, surprisingly enough, the money will likely come from the mainstream media. Farai, let me just say up front, 99.9% of bloggers don't make any money from blogging. They do it, we do it out of passion. That said, out of crisis comes opportunity, that the newspaper industry has been in decline for some years. They, like the auto industry, will have to find ways to cut their labor costs. Bloggers, freelance writers, they will look to bloggers and freelance writers as cheap labor. For the last, I guess, 3 or 4 years now, I have been participating in an annual convening, Journalism That Matters. Actually, I've been the token blogger up until recently, and is looking at what's next in the newsroom. And what I told them, try to get across, is that, yeah, editors are looking to bloggers to supplement as they shed staff to use bloggers, but they can't use the model of putting some token donation in our tip jar and think that we are going to provide them mm-hmm. with labor. Mm-hmm. Bloggers will come cheaper than traditional journalists because we'll come without the benefits. But I think increasingly the mainstream media will turn to bloggers as a source of cheaper labor.
All right. Well, we are going to have to end it there, but this is a great conversation that I definitely want to continue. That brings up a lot of bigger issues about how the media will unfold ahead. So I want to thank the three of you.
Thank you so much, Brian.
We've been talking with Sean Williams, who publishes the blog Dallas South. He was at Cake Mix Recording Studio in Dallas, Texas. And I have to say, I love the name Cake Mix Recording Studio. I don't know who came up with that. Citizen journalist and public policy consultant Faye Anderson. She blogs at Anderson at Large and NPR's election blog Sunday Soapbox. She was at our New York studios. And former L.A. Superior Court Judge Kevin Ross, who blogs at Three Brothers and a Sister. He was with me at our NPR West studios. You can find links to their blogs and ours at nprnewsandnotes.org, and the conversation does not stop here. Our online series, Speak Your Mind, gives you a chance to sound off on the issues you care about. To find out how, go to our blog, nprnewsandviews.org, and click on Speak Your Mind.